Part 3. The Child. Three days the three wise kings followed the road, and as the third night fell, they came upon the outskirts of a city, lit with lamps along the streets and candles in the windows. The silence in the freezing air reminded Balthazar of his own city, far behind, a silence filled with chill despair. The few lone figures that the kings did meet upon the roads kept their meek heads bowed down, avoiding any eyes, as though a look in the wrong direction might cost one's life. A woman, ill-protected from the cold in a plain threadbare smock and carrying a basket of fruit of vegetables, averted her gaze as she passed, but stopped, aghast, when Melchior addressed her. "Friend," he said, "is this the city of the Jews?"
"No, my lord," the woman countered quickly. "There is no city of the Jews, no land we call our own."
"Then where," said Melchior, "resides the one they call king of the Jews?"
"You ask too much. There is no king save Herod." With that, the woman turned her hollow gaze back to the ground and swiftly went her way.
The three kings wandered deeper into the dark labyrinth of the city, great stone towers blocking out the bright sky's constellations and dirty lamplight spilling into the night. A frozen layer of decay smothered the streets, marking once majestic stones with blackening soot and bleeding iron stains. As through the maze of alleyways they tramped, filthy snow and slush fouling their boots, Balthazar became slowly aware, from out the corner of his eye, of a large man following their every twist and turn about the streets and keeping to the shadows. He stepped into the lamplight, though, when Caspar unexpectedly called out, "Hello, sir!" breaking the illusion of his stealth. The large, unpleasant man strode up to them as if to do the trio mortal harm, but Caspar stopped him with a bold command.
"We seek King Herod. Kindly show the way."
Without the merest sound or affirmation, the thick man turned aside and silently made his way along a dismal side street, the three wise kings following behind. Their guiding star forgotten, Balthazar and Melchior and Caspar let themselves be led into the city's beating heart and to the glistening palace of King Herod. The kings were silent as they left the city. Sad Jerusalem, the candles out, the black night pressing down upon the roofs. Their star led them away to Bethlehem, as Herod had advised, but would not lead them back to that majestic palace, for though Herod had requested their return, and though Jerusalem had fed them with wine and meat to sate the deepest stomach, empty still the wise king's insides felt, voided by a look in Herod's eyes. And so they quickly quit the city's gates, resolving silently to journey home a different way. Another restless night the wise men passed, Balthazar's gray mule a tireless companion, as the sky grew gray with dawn, the night stars winking out. Behind them, in the east, a molten point of light spilled over sad Jerusalem and poured into the city's shadowed corners, filling them with gold. The kings marched on and did not turn their backs upon their star to view this glory, reveling instead in their bright guide reflecting morning's bliss. The road stretched out forever in the morning, giving Balthazar plenty of time and space for thought. The meanderings of his mind returned to that strange gift old Caspar meant to give in honor of the King of Kings, the gift of death. It made no sense to him, and so he opened wide his mouth to protest once again his friend's peculiar choice, but ere he had a chance to say a word, old Caspar, eyes aglint, slipped into song.